Braves called him the Kitten, but on the mound he was a Tiger. In fact, this remarkable southpaw pitcher set a major league record, 12 perfect innings with no hits. And in a moment, we're going to take you back to May of 1959 to relive the triumph of pitcher Harvey Haddix, but then you're going to learn the rest of the story. It was a hot, humid night, May 26, 1959, County Stadium, Milwaukee. The hometown Braves would battle the visiting Pittsburgh Pirates, and pitching for Pittsburgh was the Kitten, Harvey Haddix. Now, let me remind you what Harvey was up against. So far that season, Milwaukee's team was the heaviest hitting of them all. Their lineup included the league's leading hitter, Hank Aaron. Game after game, the Milwaukee batters had been taking their opponents' pitchers apart. Well, now it was the Pirates' turn. Southpaw pitcher Harvey Haddix, 33. Little slight fellow, 5 feet 9, 160 pounds. The man they called the Kitten was going to brave the Braves. The first inning, there was no more than the usual air of excitement. No score for either team. Second inning, the same. But by the bottom of the third, Milwaukee is at bat now. By the bottom half of the third, Pirate pitcher Harvey Haddix began to feel it. The unmistakable, supercharged, electric sensation of destiny. He was on his way to pitching a no-hit game. Now try to put yourself in Harvey's place. Only 7 big league pitchers in all of history had ever before gone the distance. If he can just manage to hang in there, he'll be the 8th pitcher to pitch a no-hitter. He has a heavy cough from a waning cold. He's popping cold pills, growing concerned over the possible effect on his physical and mental equilibrium. But there he is alone on the mound facing the big guns of the Braves. And yet somehow he knows that he's going to do it. By mid-game, Harvey's teammates have sensed it, and then their opponents, and then the whole crowd in cram-packed County Stadium senses it. Outwardly, the fans cheered for their hometown team, but inside, some of the staunchest Milwaukee devotees could not help pulling for Harvey. As the Southpaw Kitten held the league's best batters at bay, his teammates hacked away at the Milwaukee pitcher, 9, 10, 11, 12 hits. The 7th and the 8th at last, the bottom of the 9th inning, the Braves had no hits. This was what it was all about. One out, two outs, two strikes, a devastating nickel curve, and Pirate pitcher Harvey Haddix ascended into the realm of baseball immortals. A perfect no-hit game. But, now wait a minute, with the score tied at nothing-nothing, there'd have to be extra innings, and with each new victim, Harvey made baseball history, for you see, all previous perfect games had ended with 9 innings. Harvey went 3 more, 12 immaculate innings against the most formidable batting lineup in the major leagues, and at the bottom of the 13th, when Harvey strode out to the pitcher's mound, a thunderous ovation. And over the time he walked away, his perfect string of no-hit pitches was broken. He remains today the only big league pitcher ever to pitch 12 consecutive innings with 36 consecutive outs. But I believe you've yet to grasp the total significance of this most remarkable game. For you see, the contest between the Pirates and the Braves on May 26 of 59 ended in the bottom half of the 13th with the Braves at bat. What I'm saying is, by now what you may have realized, Harvey Haddix pitched the best major league game anybody ever pitched, and his team lost 1-0. And now you know the rest of the story.